And we are joined now by our player of the game, Cale Cook. Cale, 4 3-pointers, and though the two you shot in the first quarter I thought were huge because you guys really weren't hitting a lot of shots until then.
Yeah, we were kind of struggling. We came out of that first quarter. I think we were down after the first. And I came in the second, and I had a wide-open look, and that just kind of got me going after that, made that one, and, you know.
And, you know, what are you guys saying to each other out there when shots aren't falling? Do you go back on your defense? Because you really weren't letting them get a ton of stuff, but you were kind of keeping them right there with you.
Yeah, when shots aren't falling and stuff like that, we have to go back to our basics, and it all starts on the defensive end, and that's how we came out in that second half, and I think we held them to 4 points or something in the third quarter, and that's when we separated ourselves, and we didn't look back.
Was anything done differently, or was it just was a halftime conversation? Because it wasn't a long conversation, if I remember right. Was it just, all right, you guys know what to do, let's start doing it better? Was that kind of the conversation?
We were just like, we weren't playing defense like we wanted to, I guess, in the first half. And he just kind of gave us a quick reminder about how we want to play defense. And we got back to the basics and took off from there.
Were there any nerves at the first part of the game knowing that, this is, win or go home time?
I don't think there was ever a doubt we were going to win.
Okay. Good confidence. And you guys have had this confidence. It's not an arrogant confidence. It's just a, hey, we know what we can do. We know how good we are. We know what is going to happen. What's that like to kind of have that confidence? Not really an arrogant, but we're confident that we're going to beat this team and do it our way.
We want to stick together, and we know how good we can be and how far we can make it in the tournament, and we're just going to take it one game at a time and try to prove ourselves.
I don't know if you had a chance to, kind of look up at the time and, look at the crowd and the noise and everything. Kind of cool to see the community rallying around you guys that, the community now knows, hey, this is a good team. Let's get behind them.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool to see how packed this house is on game day and how loud the crowd gets, everything like that. It's pretty cool.
Don't know who you're playing yet, either Fort Madison or Fairfield. I'm not going to ask you to break down them because you probably don't even know anything about them, but this sub-state is going to be a lot of teams that you guys don't see a lot of. Does that an advantage to maybe you guys that maybe you're kind of going out of the area to play some teams?
I don't know. It's just we scout the teams, we have a game plan going into every game.
You just do what you do. It's on to the next game.
Yeah, pretty much.
What needs to work on, what do you need to get better at for a team that's going to be probably better than Mount Pleasant, what you saw tonight?
We got to come out harder defensively, we need shots to fall, but if shots aren't falling, we're going to start on the defensive end, and we're going to be in every game we play.
All right, Cale, good luck to you. We'll see you Thursday.
Thank you. See you.
That's Cale Cook, our player of the game tonight. Scores 12 points, all on threes. We'll be back for more of Panthers postgame right after this on 95.3 KNIA.